open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, very happy Football Friday, Motown Friday to you. Vic Carucci with you for this next hour to talk Browns football. And today was a fun day out at the Westwood Country Club in Rocky River, site of the Browns Foundation annual golf tournament. And it was a lot of fun. And that I think that was the operative word here. You know, shotgun start, scramble format. So you have everybody. A lot of heckers out there today, and that would put me in that category, although I did not play. I don't want to disrespect a beautiful country club course like Westwood or most any other, even the public courses, with my golfing skills. But it was a blast to be around this, and players taking part in strong numbers, coaching staff. Rob Chudzinski did not play, but he rode around the cart and did some media appearances. And if you've listened to much or any of KNR today, you know very well that's been the focus of today's programming, emanating from the country club, from Westwood. So I was out there, and what I did was sit down with Coach Chudzinski and got some really good stuff, I think, from him to talk about, summarize what we saw during the 3 days of OTA practices this week, the first week of OTAs. The next 2 weeks will also be OTA practices, the Tuesday through Thursday format on those, before we give way to a mandatory mini camp in early June. Again, all the players will be there. Most of the players are part of the workouts now. When I say most, I mean most rookies along with the veterans. And that'll continue through the OTAs. You'll have a full attendance, I'm sure, next week. And then come mandatory mini camp time in June, again 100% there as well. So the head coach will address a lot of the talk there, including the fact that, again, we've discussed the competition at quarterback and Rob Chudzinski fielding a lot of questions about that, and it's interesting to hear his answers about that. Now, the signing of Brian Hoyer, a Cleveland guy, former Michigan State standout quarterback, to the Browns roster is not a sign. I mean, I think some people have jumped to a conclusion that this means, okay, so the quarterback competition has expanded for the starting job to this guy. That's not really the case. I want to make clear what Brian Hoyer is all about. He's here to compete for a backup spot. He's here to be, possibly, if he can win out that position, a backup. And you've got Jason Campbell, who is essentially competing for the number one job, but could end up at number two. And then you have Thad Lewis here, essentially penciled as a guy in that three spot, but now he has competition from Brian Hoyer. So could Hoyer be more than number three, possibly number two? Yes, I wouldn't rule that out. What I don't see happening is him coming in here to get the starting job. That's, I think some people have perhaps raced to some conclusions on that. We'll ask the head coach and, again, get his comment generally on his thoughts on Brian Hoyer, who was, again, signed today. Brandon Jackson returning to the Browns. So that was another move to kind of get, I think, another physical presence, another blitz pickup guy in the backfield. Once again, those who have been clamoring for fullback are going to be disappointed and say, well, wait a minute, if you're going to add a big, bruising fullback. Well, the Browns didn't do that. What they've added was a guy who, as you know, when you've seen him play, and he's been hurt, unfortunately for him, you haven't seen enough of him to really know what he's been about as a pro, but he's a guy that we know the previous coaching staff, especially Pat Shurmur, liked as a receiver out of the backfield as well, especially. So he brings those skills to the table. On the show as well, from the golf tournament at Westwood Country Club, caught up with Ataba Rubin. Interesting story there. Former defensive tackle who is now a defensive end for the Browns in this new 3-4 scheme. Get his thoughts on dealing with that, handling that, especially getting his first full taste of it during the OTAs this week. And then John Greco offensive guard. Another interesting story. Finished last season as the starter at left guard because of the whole Jason Pinkston blood clot story, blood clot in his lungs, and had his season cut short as a result of that. We had some sound from Jason on last night's show from the OTA where he addressed when he got the medical clearance a month ago. So he's back in the mix to compete to try to win his starting job back. But John Greco is the guy who is the starter there now in OTAs. And I think some of that is because Pinkston is being eased back into it, having been off for as long as he was. But some of it, too, is give Greco the chance to keep this job. But here's the other interesting dynamic. Greco is a very big supporter of Jason Pinkston. When Jason was in the hospital with a very scary health situation, John Greco was one of the Browns who stepped up to give him great support. I mean, he did. And he was very much someone who cares about his, not only his teammate, but his good friend. And there's a tight unit, a tight bond at all the, really, most, if not all the positions, but especially offensive line. So John Greco will talk about his role as the left guard for the Browns, again in competition with Jason Pinkston and others. And Jabal Sheard, another interesting story to get to, caught up with him at the golf tournament, playing, I think, his first time with a golf club in his hand today, by the way. And maybe he did some putt-putt, I don't know, but on an official golf course. So it was fun to kind of watch him a little bit and see how he is trying to learn how to play the game of golf, and seemed to be having a good time with it, and asked him about his new role, right outside linebacker. How about that? From right end in the 4-3 to right outside linebacker in the 3-4. And there is good conversation about this because for Jabal Sheard, it means it's a whole new world. It's a whole new world involving coverage, loving the fact that he can blitz the quarterback, rush the quarterback from a standing up position. You saw in watching workouts, you saw a level of comfort there. But I had an opportunity again to ask him truly how he feels about this and what he thinks about this. And remember, this was the guy who, as a rookie in 2011, when he joined the Browns, second-round draft pick, he was at right end at the start of workouts and camp, and then approached Dick Geron, then the defensive coordinator, and said, I'm not comfortable here. I'd be more comfortable at left end, and made his case. Geron accepted his case, moved him to left end, just did the flip-flop there. But now he's back on the right side standing up. Don't think there's been any discussions or issues with this. I think Jabal Sheard knows his place on this team in the sense of he's got to prove that he could be a factor, a starter there. I think the reviews I've been hearing or the sense I get from the coaching staff is that they're pleased with the progress he has shown so far. But there's a guy named Barkevious Mingo who has been drafted, first-round draft pick, who is going to get into this mix as a starter at some point, perhaps as soon as this year, certainly as a pass rushing specialist this year at the minimum. And Paul Kruger, who's lining up at left outside linebacker, he ain't going anywhere. He's locked down there at that left outside linebacker spot. So you'll hear from all of them in the course of this show, and we always hear from you, your questions, your comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. We love to hear from you, and we do, and we appreciate the fact that you do. So let's go to this from Brian, or Brian, B-R-E-Y-O-N, via email. He says, will Mr. Ismaili Kitchen be returning to the Cleveland Browns? I'm an avid Browns fan in support of Youngstown Pride, of course, Youngstown State, where Kitchen plays college ball, and having him play for the Browns. He also says good luck to John Greco, another Youngstown guy. I was very impressed. He read an article about Greco on our website on clevelandbrowns.com. He says, P.S., when can I purchase family zone tickets, and how can I go about meeting players and getting autographs for my son? He loves the Browns like father, like son. Okay, very nice, Brand. Well, the first thing on the last point about your best opportunity to sort of get close to players for autographs and such, photos, training camp. And it's right around the corner. We're talking about like the latter part. We don't have the official dates announced yet, but figure it on being at the end of July, which is usually thereabouts when it starts. We post the updates on times and schedules for practices. Just check out our website, clevelandbrowns.com, and it will give you the schedule of practices of what are open to the public, the times for those out in Berea. And that's really my best suggestion when it comes to families and such, but you know, kids, of course, who want to get a chance to get as up close as they can with players. And the players have been great on this football team, taking time after practices to kind of go around the perimeter areas of the field to sign autographs to those who are kind of behind those fence lines. But you're pretty darn close, and you do have an opportunity to interact as much as you can. There's a lot of people there, so you know, be patient with it and have fun with it. And I know, again, the players have been superb about that. But Kitchen, very much a part of this team, Brand, to your football question. I just mentioned about Greco being obviously a factor at left guard and continues to be. And he might very well end up there. But it's going to be competitive with Jason Pinkston back. My sense is that this team likes both of those players and sees both of those players in one form or another involved in the mix. Starter, backup, whatever. I know there's good feelings about those guys. And I think with Kitchen, haven't heard a lot about how this current staff thinks of him, but you need that depth. You want to have rotation on the defensive line. He is certainly a big enough guy fitting the profile of that nose guard, that middle position. And I think he could be a factor there to compete for some depth. But you have a John Hughes as well as, again, it starts with Phil Taylor, John Hughes, Kitchen. I mean, you want as many. I think at the minimum, you want three of those big-bodied people who can work on the inside. All right, in a couple of minutes, we will sort of take you back to Westwood. We will do the interview from there, but you're going to hear it. It was recorded today with the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski, sitting down with him. Yours truly, Vic Carucci, on a Football Friday edition. And a Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Looking for a real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus individual health insurance plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first two doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on our Value Plus plans, visit medmutual.com/valueplus. Official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat. Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
At Advance Auto Parts, the power to choose is your advance advantage. So right now, you can choose from a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline or Pennzoil conventional motor oil, plus a drive works filter for just $19.99. You'll save about $10. The power to choose, plus the power to save. Can you feel that power? Oh, yeah. Choose and save. That's your advance advantage. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
There's really nothing much better than Motown Fridays and Football Fridays. Here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, taking care of these Motown musical rejoints. Love those. Hey, Browns fans, unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Had a chance to sit down with the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski, out at Westwood Country Club in Rocky River today, the site of the Browns Foundation Charitable Golf Tournament. And I asked Coach Chudzinski sort of his big picture thoughts on the first week of OTAs.
I was really pleased with the first week with the OTAs, getting a chance to get out there and guys, you know, transferring what they've done in the meeting rooms to the practice field. And it's been, you know, we had the rookie mini, or the, I'm sorry, the veteran mini camp, the first, very first thing that we did, and it was offense going against defense, but the guys really didn't know the systems yet. So there was a, you know, it was a process of them going through, trying to figure out what to do and going against each other. So it wasn't a great evaluation tool for us. And then we had 3 weeks where we got out on the field with the guys more in individual settings where, you know, we could work on some of the fundamentals and really teach and coach the systems. And this week has been the first time we've been able to get out with them. They have a good sense for what the systems are and then see how they apply those things. And I've been pleased with the effort. The tempo has been outstanding, and we've gotten a lot done this week.
Walk me through, if you can, the process of installation, because that's the biggest part of this, and you have a very methodical way of doing this. If you can just kind of tell me how you do this in phases and in general sense, the way you go about it.
Well, we approach it with you know, different installations for different days. And in this particular case here, in this section of where we're at, we have 10 OTA days. So we'll have 10 different installs. We'll meet in the morning prior to going out for practice. And then we'll go out and, you know, go through practice based on that install. So for example, this week, we primarily focused on third down. We focused on third and short the first day, third and medium the second day, and then third and long the third day of the week. So that's, you know, really what we focused on during this OTA course. Next week we'll get into red zone in 2 minutes. So, you know, that's generally how we do it. It's more tied to situations, and then go through and practice those situations and make the corrections based on that and move on.
What are some of the things you specifically are looking for? You know, when you're out there as a coach and you've got this team that has, of course, a lot of new components to it and new people out there, you I'm sure have a checklist of things that you want to see. Give me a sense of that and how many of those things that you saw to your satisfaction, at least in these first few days of practice.
Well, the first thing is that the practices are structured and the guys understand the tempo that we want to go at, and that was right from the get-go. These guys really understood that, and I felt like these 3 days were real positive in terms of that. You want to see execution. You want to see guys getting a chance to go against each other a little bit and be put in situations, you know, third down, for example, as we were talking about before, to see how they're going to react and how they are able to produce and what they're able to do in those situations. And then, you know, the from a coaching standpoint, not just the evaluations, but also finding and seeing guys do things and finding roles for guys and saying, okay, this guy can help us in this way. All right, he really does this real well. And that's as much of the learning process as what they're doing is us doing the same thing, learning about them.
And the other difference, of course, in these workouts, as opposed to what you had going on last weekend with the rookie mini camp, is the rookies are now out there with veterans. And I'm sure that's a dramatic change for guys like Barkevious Mingo and so forth, who are on the field now with veteran players, seeing a whole different pace of football. What was that like for those guys?
Well, that's the biggest thing to them typically, is that they see a different pace, and the skill level of the guys that they're going to see is a big adjustment from more, you know, what they're used to going against on a day-to-day basis. So you know, just looking at them, and Kiki did a nice job really adjusting, and also to, you know, as a stand-up linebacker, adjusting to dropping and being able to do some of those things. And he saw some real nice examples of him covering down the field.
Now, Leon McFadden wasn't out there. He's got some schoolwork to finish up at San Diego State. They've got to graduate or whatever by NFL rule before he can participate. When is he due back to participate?
He'll be back this next week.
Okay. And you've got to be looking forward to seeing him out there.
I am. He had a good rookie mini camp, and again, getting him back with all the big boys and the vets is a little bit different sometimes, and that's part of the process that they need to go through and to adjust and to the speed of the game and the different guys that they're going to see, and there's some pretty good, you know, a group of receivers that they're going to be able to, you know, he's going to be able to go against.
Browns head coach Rob Chudzinski joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, out here at the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament, Westwood Country Club. Rob, a lot has been talked about in terms of the pace of the offense. You heard Brandon Whedon say this time and again, there's a greater sense of urgency. He talks about how you are out there saying, let's pick it up. And I saw you out in the practice field for those 3 days doing that, and North Turner as well. Talk about the importance of that and what you do when you're trying to accelerate it. Who you're talking to, is that strictly a coach-to-quarterback thing? Is it the overall offense that you're trying to get going, and what are you trying to see there?
Well, in everything that we're trying to do, we're trying to create as much game-like situations and atmosphere as possible. You want to put some stress and pressure on your guys to be able to execute and be able to execute in a timely fashion. And that's one of the biggest things, is guys can understand something on the board. They can understand something logically. They can take you through it and walk you through it slowly. But until you can actually execute and do it on the field and think quickly on your feet, it's both training and it's also part of the evaluation process. And I've been used to that, and everywhere I've been, you know, that being the style. I really don't know any other way. So, you know, that's what you want to do. And at the end of the day, you're preparing them for game-like situations that are going to happen. Things happen fast on the field, and you have to be able to react to them. You have to be able to move on. You have to, you know, go on. And that's the idea. And we coach them in the meeting rooms off the tape. You know, we'll get them out there and you know, coach on the run out there, but we'll get the major corrections done, you know, on tape. So, you know, I'm out there hurrying the tempo along when I see it slow down, and sometimes that's with the coaches, sometimes that's with the players, and to be moving along generally to get what we need to get done.
And for guys who aren't used to this, and that would pretty much be all of them, I mean, especially the guys who were here last year, it was just a different approach. You didn't quite see that type of thing unless they were working specifically on hurry-up offense, to hear as much of that reminder of urgency that you do and that Coach Turner does. So it's understandable, I would think, that there's got to be a learning curve with that, that there might be some mistakes made, just because when you do things faster and you're not quite used to that, there seems to be greater room for margin of error. What do you see?
No doubt. That's why you do it, so that you can find out how quickly guys can react and how much they know it. There's nothing like being in a pressure-fast situation to find out, you know, you know, what you can do, and you need to train that way, and that's what I've always believed in.
Brandon Whedon's answered a lot of questions about the quarterback competition and about what's kind of been talked about this whole offseason with Jason Campbell here, the thoughts maybe before the draft of the Browns possibly drafting a quarterback, didn't do that, but overall just the discussion about that, and his answers to it have generally been, look, I've just got to focus on me being the best I can to have this job, and he speaks confidently. He says he can't look over his shoulder. He's given all the answers that sounds like a guy who is convinced that he's going to do this, and he shows no sense of trepidation or worry outwardly, and basically saying that, hey, I'm here. I'm working with the first team in practice, and I, you know, I could get this done. So do you like hearing that from the quarterback, number one? Does it matter that he's saying that, I guess? And then number two, what is the actual competition structure?
Well, the first thing is guys have to believe in themselves. So it starts with that, and I would expect nothing different from anybody that you would talk to that's going to be successful. You know, but ultimately it's going to come down to production on the field, and that's the only way to measure, especially at that position, is they have to get it done. Their decisions have to be good. They're managing the team, and you know, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be highs and lows, and then bouncing back from adversity is a key at that position. So, you know, those are the keys as far as that goes. The structure of what we're doing right now is Brandon. You know, he's working with the ones. He's you know, the first teamer, and Jason's the second teamer working with the twos. And you know, as we go on, it's just so early in that process right now. You know, we'll go through that, and as we go on, we'll make adjustments as necessary. They're going to, each one of them and everybody that's playing the position is going to get plenty of opportunities along the way. We're really only 3 days into actually offense going against defense, so just some of those basic things seeing, we've only seen for a couple of days, and then we get into training camp when it's more full speed. Obviously, that'll you know, be an important part of the process.
Will it ramp up at all over these next 2 weeks of OTAs?
There's only so much you can do out in OTAs. It's not full speed. We don't have pads on. So from, especially with the offensive and defensive line standpoint, there's some restrictions on them. And, you know, even from a secondary standpoint and some of the things we can do back there, there's just not contact. And, you know, so it's not a true 100% evaluation looking at the guys. You know, you try to make it as close as you can to being able to see and do the things and get done the things you need to get done. But until you're in training camp and even in the games, the preseason games, you don't always know.
You brought aboard another quarterback, Brian Hoyer, a Cleveland product, Michigan State, former Michigan State player, and he's been in the league. Give me a sense of what he's all about.
You know, Brian's a guy that's has played and been around a number of teams in his NFL career, has experience.
One of the things that's really stood out is the play of the receivers. And I know in these types of off-season workouts, it's really pitch and catch time. But I noticed a couple of things. Devon Bess gets open, coach, and he catches everything that comes his way. I know this is what you had in mind when you acquired him from Miami, but it seems like he's almost a tone setter for the practices.
Well, there's no surprise. Devon has been very productive, and he's shown what he's done in practice that he's been doing for the last few years. He's been the thing I've really been pleased with is the kind of leader he's developed into and the example that he sets for the younger guys. And how he approaches things as a true professional, and he's a real good mentor for our young guys.
And looking at Josh Gordon physically, very impressive. Again, I know you weren't around here last year, but for those of us who saw him when he came in July and came off of 18 months of non-activity in football, out of shape and really not ready to do much of anything, to see the guy who shows up now, and I'm sure that's the guy you're looking at now, because he looks as if he's added a lot of muscle, his arms look bigger, he's very athletic and explosive. Some impressions of what you've seen of Josh.
Yeah, I think all the things you've just said, Vic, he's big, he's strong, he has gotten stronger and you know, more explosive, and he can run. He's such a big target out there, and he's catching everything. So, you know, I'm pleased with how he's come along, and again, with a lot of these guys, you know, there's some talent there, and ultimately they're going to decide on how much they put into it of where ultimately how good they can be.
Coach, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Vic.
All right. The head coach of the Browns, Rob Jedzinski, talking all things Browns OTAs and competition at quarterback and so on and so forth here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Up next, you're going to hear from a couple of guys. You're going to hear from Ataba Rubin, the big defensive lineman for the Browns, his new position, what it's taken for him to convert from defensive tackle to defensive end. And you're also going to hear from a guy from the offensive side of the line. Yeah, John Greco, offensive guard. We'll bring you that from the Browns Golf Tournament. Had a chance to catch up with both players there at Westwood Country Club in Rocky River. That's next on this Football Friday edition, the Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great time, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Simplify and save this spring at Rebel Wireless. Hashtag Rebel Saves.
Yoga? I don't know how you do it. It's all about clearing your mind. Impossible. Between picking up the kids, what color to paint the hallway, when my mother-in-law is coming, and where did I put the other shoe to that really, really cute pair that I love, and oh, the bills. You need to free yourself. Start with your wireless bill. But I have switched to Rebel Wireless. Rebel? As in nationwide, unlimited everything, no contract, save me a ton of money, Rebel Wireless. That sounds relaxing. Uh-huh. It's everything I want from wireless without the big bill. Everything? And now I save over $50 a month. Wow, but I love my phone. Rebel has all the latest smartphones for great prices that do everything your overpriced one does. Wow, I'm feeling more limber already.
Free is in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with the new Rebel smartphone purchase and activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
Eurozone debt concerns continue to drag on world markets.
Economists are keeping an anxious eye on China's growth.
Congress remains divided on what to do about the U.S. deficit.
I'm Brian Kurtz, branch manager for Baird Wealth Management in Cleveland. If Baird relied solely on the news for insights, the global marketplace might appear overwhelming. But Baird has professionals on the ground in three continents, giving us perspective beyond the headlines. We know the global investment landscape because we experience it firsthand every day. And Baird has been a trusted partner to Cleveland investors for more than 11 years, helping them identify and capitalize on opportunities around the world.
Discover the advantages of Baird's global perspective at BairdCleveland.com. That's BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate of our fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage.
What? $6,000? That's a lot of money.
Yes. But think about how lucky you are to get a mortgage from a big bank that's been around 150 years.
Don't pay your bank thousands of dollars in fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage. Call Cash Call at 877-860-CASH. Get a 2.5% rate and APR fixed for 15 years with no fees and no closing costs of any kind without raising your loan balance. Don't be a dummy. Save your money. Make the Cash Call now to 877-860-CASH. That's 877-860-CASH or go to cashcall.com. Call 877-860-CASH. Cash Call Inc. Equal housing lender. Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rates subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. NMLS unique identifier 38512.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
All right, I'm Dave DiNatale. First and foremost, the Browns made the signing of quarterback Brian Hoyer official this afternoon. He'll indeed get a two-year deal. Browns will resume OTAs next week in Berea. Tonight at Progressive Field, Tribe will start a four-game series with the Mariners. It'll be Ovaldo Jimenez on the mound. First pitch at 7:05. Now back to more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Dave DiNatale.
Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you on a Motown Friday edition, the Motown Rejoins, courtesy of our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Love those. Loved the time we had today out at the Westwood Country Club in Rocky River, the site of the Browns Foundation, the Cleveland Browns Foundation golf tournament, involving many players, coaches as well. A couple of the players who were part of this were Ataba Rubin, defensive lineman, and John Greco, offensive guard. Caught up with Rubin first and asked him about just his golfing prowess, how often he gets out to play.
I really come like once a year when we had a little events out here. I know we had last year at Firestone in my rookie year. 2008 was my first time actually golfing, so try to make it a tradition.
Is it fun? Do you enjoy, I mean, events like these too, and you know it's for such a great cause?
Yeah, it is fun, man. You come out here, you get to meet great people, get to get some great weather, and just relax, man. Golfing is a relaxing sport, and I enjoy it.
You're in the middle of OTAs, and you just wrapped up the first week. Some thoughts on it from a defensive perspective. How does it look and feel to be part of this defense?
Oh, man, it's an aggressive defense, and very new and very exciting to be in. It's just a lot of plays to be made from all over the field. You have cornerbacks making plays, linebackers, you have linemen dropping back. So it's just a new, wide open, exciting defense for me.
How do you like your role in it? You're pretty much moving out to end, right? And how do you like that?
I mean, it's new. I try to drop a little bit of weight and just stay, a positive defensive a role model for the young guys and make sure I'm doing the right thing and showing them the right way to go. So everything's good, man. I'm happy to be here and look forward to making a lot of plays this year.
What is your weight now?
It's about a 306, 308, around that way. So if I stay around there, I'll be able to move fast and stay healthy. Hopefully no injuries this year.
Sure. And how much less is that from your previous weight?
Last year was my first year. Rookie year about 330, and last year I played around 315, so a little difference, but we'll see how it goes during this season.
And it's a faster attacking-oriented type of approach, right? You like that mentality?
Oh, yeah. Basically, every play we're getting after the quarterback and getting after the ball carrier, so we're going to see how it transitions into this year.
Great. Ataba, thank you.
All right.
All right, Ataba Rubin. Talking about that new spot, and it does require a guy to be a little lighter, but not too light. You heard him, just above 300 pounds. You got to be stout enough to set the edge, and I think he has the strength, certainly, to do that. I think this is a good fit for him. I think it's natural for him, perhaps even more natural for him, to be on the end in a 3-4 than it was to be a tackle in the 4-3, where he was pretty much the guy not tying up people, but penetrating and getting to the, you know, trying to get to the quarterback, trying to be disruptive inside. I think from the end position, again, point of attack, set the edge, and contribute as a pass rusher, as an upfield force. All right, one of the guys who has to block guys like Ataba Rubin, certainly in practice, is a guy named John Greco. He's the guard right now, the starting left guard for the Browns. He has been in OTAs. And I asked him about the quicker pace of the Browns' offense.
It's nice, you know, it keeps the game moving. The good thing about it is, you know, we as an offensive line, you know, we get tired of it sometimes, but, you know, they're preaching tempo and, you know, fast to the huddle, fast in and out of the huddle, covering downfield. So we've we've really taken it in stride and we're enjoying it. It's good to see an up-tempo offense, and it really puts the defense on its heels.
And the fact that Jason Pinkston's back, and I know you've been incredibly supportive of him, what he went through, his ordeal. So he got cleared a month ago. He's out in practice now, and he's trying to work his way back. It's a competitive situation. I'm sure you know you've had that opportunity to take that left guard spot, and you want to hang on to it, but how do you view the competition between the two of you?
I think it's good for the team, good for the offense. Whenever there's interposition competition, that the best guy's going to be in there, when the season starts. So, it's only going to make the offense better. But we both understand it, and it's just kind of going out there, learning everything right now, and trying to put everything together.
What is it from your standpoint in this offense that you like the best for your position? It looks like guards, for instance, do a lot more pulling than I've seen before.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like it's going to be tough nose, really grinding out, running offense, and offensive linemen love that. And yeah, we're going to be throwing the ball around. We get a lot of weapons, but it's going to be nice, really getting in there and seeing if the guards will be pulling a lot, and hopefully run the ball on some people.
Does the fact that there is a lot of throwing or passing, from your standpoint, pass protection, do you have to hold, and they're longer patterns, right? It's more vertical passing game. Does that cause you to hold your blocks a lot longer?
Yeah, we the one thing we preach in our room is you can't let a time clock go off in your head, and we have some guys that are lightning quick and extremely fast, so that helps us out a little bit. They're getting in their routes a lot quicker, but we've our mindset is that we have the talent to, if we give the quarterback protection and give him time, he'll pick people apart and we'll make some good big plays.
Bottom line, is it exciting to be part of this, and as you see it kind of unfolding with these OTAs, is it fun?
It is, yeah. Everyone obviously has bought into the change and the new kind of philosophy around the building, and I'm excited about it. There's a new energy, and everyone's really looking forward to the season.
John, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Yes, we appreciate the fact that Tom Rubin and John Greco took some time between shots. We were literally interviewing them out on the course today, and they were having a good time, and the weather was beautiful. A little cooler than, I guess, it was deceivingly cool there with a breeze that at some point had the temperature below 60 early on, so it was a surprise. And when you were in the shade, man, it was just flat out cold. But anyway, a great day, though, to be out on a golf course and to be part of this great event. All right, we're going to hear from another Browns player next, Jabal Sheard, outside linebacker now, former defensive end for the Browns, converted to the right outside linebacker spot. That's coming up on this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords, or lease the best-selling fuel-efficient Focus for only $129. That's right, only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Pop quiz. Let's say you got Castrol Edge Full Synthetic and the leading synthetic motor oil. How are you going to see which one's stronger? You can't just look at them. You can't sniff the cap like a fine wine.
It's got hints of oil.
Come on, fancy pants. You got to test them, torch them, pour them in engines, and pour it on. Pushing those engines to the brink. And when we did, the one with the leading synthetic threw in the towel while the engine with Castrol Edge roared on.
That's how Castrol Edge was proven stronger than the leading synthetic. So get over to AutoZone. You'll get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and an oil filter for just $29.99. Top that! 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic for under $30. Treat your ride to a taste of the stronger stuff at AutoZone now. Castrol, it's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering.
Castrol Edge 5W30 lasted longer than Mobil 1 5W30 and a Castrol Extreme test of endurance with engines running at max output for 5 days.
Your Akron Arrows are home tonight through Sunday against the Erie Seawolves at 7.05 p.m. It's another Friday night fireworks as the Arrows will light up the sky with a spectacular pyrotechnics display after the game. Bring your beads for Mardi Gras nights and come early for Cajun Blues Rock by the Sauce Boss. Free bobble blimps on Saturday and fun for the whole family on Sunday. Gates open at 6 and seats start at just $5. Call 800-97-ARROWS or go online to AkronArrows.com. Akron Arrows Baseball, it's a whole new ball game.
Appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us on this Football Friday and Motown Friday. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we want to remind you of this. We want to remind you that soccer is coming to First Energy Stadium. So you can see Clint Dempsey, Michael Bradley, and the U.S. soccer team take on Belgium on May 29th at First Energy Stadium. For tickets and info, visit ussoccer.com. This segment driven by Liberty Ford. Had a chance while at the Westwood Country Club in Rocky River today for the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament to catch up with, well, he's a new outside linebacker. He's not a new player to the Browns, having spent the past couple of seasons as a defensive end, specifically at left end for the Browns. Now he is a right outside linebacker. Talking about Jabal Sheard and asking him about, first of all, his golf game. Today, I believe, was his first opportunity, and I asked him, you know, how much golf have you played? His answer?
This is actually my first time actually on the course.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And how much fun is it to play this game that is different than, I mean, you're a competitor.
Yeah.
So do you put aside the competitive stuff and say, hey, I'll just do the best I can, or are you out here to like, as you get better at it, to compete?
Yeah, I want to learn, actually. I'm watching these guys and just learning what I can from them. Obviously, I'm a competitor. I do want to get better, but, I mean, it's fun. I got much more respect for the game, and, I mean, it's a lot harder than what it looks like on TV.
So let's talk about OTAs and your new role as an outside linebacker and working on that right side. What's your comfort level been so far?
It's been great, man. Every day I've been improving. I'm liking it. I mean, I think me and Joe are getting great work over there. And, I mean, I've been enjoying it, actually. I love getting better, and I love actually learning something.
Is it when you first, you know, knew of the switchover, heard of the switchover, did it hit you in a way like, oh, man, you know, is this going to be a tough transition for me, or did you immediately buy into the idea that you could make this transition?
No, I bought into it. I always wanted to be like a linebacker. I mean, they got a chance for interception. So, I mean, I was hyped about it. I mean, I thought the right side would be a little bit difficult, but, I mean, I'm standing up, so it's a lot easier. And the transition's been pretty good with Coach. And coach giving us so much attention, so much one-on-one attention, and working on what we need to work on, that has become a lot easier.
Yeah, because as a rookie, you had started out on the right side and then talked to Coach Geron about moving to the left side as an end, but now you're back on the right side standing up. So there is a difference between standing up there as opposed to being an end?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know what it is. It may have been mindset, but right now I'm more comfortable in the league, and I mean, I got the confidence that I could do it, so I mean, it's been pretty easy.
What's the greatest challenge?
Hanging with guys like Devon Best and Greg Little out in the open field. I think that's going to be the hardest part.
But as you practice against them, I assume that that's the kind of thing that can help you develop the ability to cover players.
Definitely. Seeing those guys in practice day in and day out, I mean, it's given a lot. And, I mean, I feel more confident definitely when we go into a game and have a challenge like that.
Do you like the attack-oriented style of it, too, the chance to make more plays?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. That's a big part. We're always going to blitz you. We're always going to bring pressure. You never know where we're coming from. So, I mean, even with me dropping back, you know what I mean, who says he's gonna find that guy open? Because, I mean, with so much pressure coming, if I'm dropping, somebody's coming.
Great. Jabal, thank you.
No problem.
All right. We appreciate that. Jabal Sheard joining us and breaking it down now at right outside linebacker. How about that? Yeah, got to cover guys like Devon Best. Got to cover receivers. Drop into coverage. That is a new world for him. But you could see the adjustment being made. It's going to take time, and it's not easy. And, by the way, Devon Best got open a whole lot, not just against Jabal Sheard, but against other defenders during the OTA practices. He was just getting open and just catching passes. That's what he was doing throughout. So Sheard had a lot of company among defenders who were beaten by Bess on the practice field. All right, we've got more for you, your questions, your comments. Much more of those to come, and we'll address those as you listen to us on a Motown Friday edition, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci, ESPN 850, WKNR.
Shop Liberty for the best selection of pre-owned vehicles in Ohio. Save with hundreds of vehicles priced under 10 grand. 0% APR for 60 months on certified pre-owned Fords. Special internet pricing and more. Make it easy and shop all five of our locations' inventory in one place. LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Spokane, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
100 years of U.S. soccer. 100 years of moments like these.
Howard gratefully claims it. Distribution, brilliant. Can they do it here?
Where will you be for our next magical moment? Celebrate our centennial when the USA takes on Belgium May 29th at First Energy Stadium. For tickets, use your Visa at Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Why should men shop at TJ Maxx and Marshalls? 1. You can get all the awesome brand names. 2. You can get them for less than department stores, and that's awesome. 3. You'll look stylish and awesome. 4. She'll think you look awesome. 5. You'll actually be awesome, which is awesome. So head to TJ Maxx and Marshalls and get all the awesome brands for men. 2 stores, 2 awesome ways to score. Find a store near you at awesomeforless.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Ask customers from other home alarm companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. Call Alarm Force today and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. 2 locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
Why did I come back here? Back to Cleveland as a manager. It's more than about being a manager. I came home to a city that is familiar. I spent the first 6 years of my life here, going to the stadium almost every day with my dad, cheering for the Tribe, cheering for Cleveland. This is a town that doesn't give up. A lot like being a player, being a Cleveland sports fan takes resilience. The passion is real. The fans are real. Cleveland is a Tribe town. This is a baseball town.
Mike Cappy here from Pro Roofing Service. If you ever had to replace a flat roof, you know prices can be staggering. You can avoid these costs with our biannual preventative maintenance program. Purchase a spring program now, and your fall program is free. Go with the pros. Visit ProRoofingServices.com.
Get low fare alerts every Wednesday from FlyPittsburgh.com. Now you can plan your air travel from Pittsburgh International Airport and save money at the same time. Sign up today at FlyPittsburgh.com. Click Save. Fly.
Thank you.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yes, on this Football Friday, Motown Friday edition, little Stevie Wonder is always a good thing. Thank you for that, Dave DiNatale. We go to your back to your questions and your comments from the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. And let's go to, oh, you know what, I got to do this, and I apologize. Earlier in the show, Brian, we read this from email, he'd asked three things. I answered two of the three. Throw a flag on me. One of the things he also asked, Brian, was when can you purchase Family Zone tickets? And the answer to that, and I went right to the top, right to our executives of the Browns who deal in this territory. What I was told was that these are not and they're not going to be available until the public, not available until the public sale of tickets, and the date is to be determined. So I know that doesn't give you the specific answer you were looking for, but as of right now, that date of the public sale of tickets, and for those individual things, like you said, the Family Zone tickets that you were looking for, is going to be, and we will announce that. I mean, I'm sure I'll have reads on this show. Always check clevelandbrowns.com for that information as well. Jeremy from Facebook, he says the pick of Barkevious Mingo doesn't necessarily mean the end for Jabal Sheard. He says it means we can have a fresh rotating front depending on how quickly Sheard transitions to outside linebacker. He says, personally, I love this pick. He's talking about Mingo. And it sends a clear message that Cleveland is going to be very aggressive on the defensive side of the ball and wants to see, how things work out at cornerback and safety for the Browns. Well, I'll say this, Jeremy. I do think, and you heard Jabal Sheard talking about his level of adjustment to that spot. And I'll say it again. I think the coaches have liked what they've seen so far, but this is going to very much be an evaluative process for him to see how much of a regular he is in this position, in this right outside linebacker position. Is there reason to believe that he starts the season as the starter there? Yes, absolutely. Not just because he's there now in OTAs, but because of what he's doing and what he's learning and the kind of athlete he is. He dropped weight, so he's lighter. He's faster. I think it's something he's really wanted to do, as he expressed during his conversation with me at the golf tournament today. So I do get that sense. And the message that it sends about attacking, yes, and aggressiveness, yes, it does. You know that this team wants to have multiple options to tear after the quarterback, Mingo, in addition to Paul Kruger, in addition to Sheard, in addition to the people up front, Desmond Bryant. So much conversation about outside linebackers in this front seven, and one of the bigger pickups that this team made in free agency, Desmond Bryant, is a huge part of this and can't be overlooked because of what he can do to collapse the pocket, what he can bring as a larger athlete, a big, strong guy, but also a quicker guy. You see his physical dimension, and when it's one thing to just look at the stats, look at the the height weight, and just say, okay, at 6'6 and 310 pounds, which is what he's listed at, he's a big dude from Harvard. Yeah, he's a big dude, but he carries that well and shows explosiveness, shows movement. He's an athlete. He's a real athlete. He was coveted by multiple teams in this league in free agency and rated as the best. And on the Browns board, he was the best defensive lineman available in free agency. And there were other teams that I know and other personnel evaluators who agreed. So I think what he means to the Krugers and the Sheards and the Mingos of this team is it can't be overlooked. To go along again with, okay, now you have an Ataba Rubin as an end and Phil Taylor doing his job on the inside. There's so many promising players, good players, established talented players like Rubin in that group of linemen that I think it really will have a complementary effect on the outside. David from Facebook, in talking about Mingo, he says, you never turn down fast top SEC talent. So he's and he believes that although he was saying this also in reference to the Browns not, and this is another guy in the big D. Milner camp, not drafting D. Milner. He wanted him to be the pick. He says that Jabal Sheard hasn't shown us that he will get better in the long run. So he says Mingo isn't a bad pick. So he's kind of a there's kind of a two-way thought here by David that he at the end of the day he's okay with Mingo, but he wanted to see D. Milner. And we'll see how that plays out for the Jets, who have Milner now, and the Browns, who have Leon McFadden as their third-round pick. Can't wait to see him on the field. You heard Rob Chudzinski say, you know, going to get him out there next week when he's finished with his schoolwork at San Diego State. All right, we want to thank Rob Chudzinski for being on the show. I want to thank Ataba Rubin and John Greco and Jabal Sheard. I want to thank Lauren Whitaker for her help and Drew Boatner for all he does to help us out here. My outstanding Joe Meadows, got to thank him too. My outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, thank you, sir. And I tell you to stay tuned for Three Deep and have a great weekend, and we'll get back with you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.